Hello and welcome. After farmers, now doctors have given a nationwide call for a strike on the 11th of December. They are opposing the government's move to allow Ayurvedic postgraduate students to carry out surgeries. So the Indian Medical Association, or the IMA, which represents doctors practicing the modern system of medicine in India, or allopathy, they say that what the government is doing is legitimizing what they're calling mixopathy. Or what they're doing really is a kitchidification of the medical education and medical practice. And so on We the People tonight, we're asking, is allowing Ayurvedic doctors to perform surgery legally and medically tenable? Will this move ensure wider healthcare access to Indians in a country where the doctor-patient ratio is way below what the WHO recommends? Or do the risks outweigh the gains? And joining us on the show is Dinesh Upadhyay. He's a former member of the Ayush Ministry. Recently, his term ended just last month with the Government of India. We have Dr. Ranjan Sharma. He's the president of the IMA, the Indian Medical Association. We have Anant Bhan, a researcher in bioethics and global health and policy. We have K. Sujata Rao, former secretary of former health secretary of the Government of India. Dr. P.L.T. Girija, chief physician at the Sanjeevani Ayurveda and Yoga Center in Chennai. We'll also have a young NEET aspirant and a BDS doctor joining us, Dr. Ira Fatima, hopefully joining us on this show. So let's go across to Dr. P.L.T. Girija first. Dr. Girija, you are an Ayurvedic doctor. You practice in Chennai. What do you have to say about the IMA's charges? The IMA has some serious objections to this. They're saying that this is mixology. This is a kitchidification of the entire process.
Not many people actually know that Ayurveda has a very vibrant surgical tradition. All that we have heard so far is that in India originated plastic surgery, rhinoplasty, otoplasty, but that is not the only thing that existed in Ayurveda. All the surgeries were done in Ayurveda which were necessary. Of course, today there is a lot of unnecessary surgeries also taking place. Now, to give you a brief account of Ayurvedic surgeries, there were Ayurvedic surgeries performed to deal with diseases of the eyes, nose, throat, ear. That came under Chalukya tradition. Then there is an active surgical tradition which is there in bone setting, which is there even across India today. And that will probably come under orthopedic. Then there is a very current practice is Shara Sutra practice, which is to deal with surgically remove hemorrhoids and anal fistula. And it is widely acknowledged today that this is a far superior tradition and a far superior technique. And the allopathic hospitals are now borrowed this tradition to use it in many places. Now, there are incisions and draining of abscess. Then there is a surgical removal of tumors and cauterizing the area where the tumor has been removed so that there is no remnants of the tumor left.
So, ma'am, you're this basically also, saying, doctor, practice. that surgery existed or there are already branches of surgery in Ayurveda. That is what you're basically saying. So you don't understand what the furor is about. If that is the case, then why is the government needing to do this?
What we are trying to do is to revitalize and reactivate some of the surgical traditions that has been in disuse. So we are not talking about organ replacement of some organs or open heart surgery or something like that, because we are taught to heal organs and not replace organs. We are talking about all necessary surgical procedures that existed in Ayurveda.
Are they simpler operations? Are you talking about simpler operations versus more sophisticated operations?
There has been many sophisticated, well, plastic surgery is not a simple operation, or an extraction of a large urinary calculi is a complicated operation that was also practiced in Ayurveda. So there are many, many necessary surgical practices which we were using, and we would revitalize this branch of Ayurveda.
So you're saying this is just a simple move to revitalize the branch of surgery in Ayurveda. Let's go across to the IMA, Dr. Ranjan Sharma. What are the IMA's objections? You have a doctor here, she's a practitioner in Ayurveda. She says that surgery already existed in Ayurveda. So what's the big fuss about?
Madam, with due respects to the Honorable Lady Doctor, she said, we are trying to revitalize. We are not against Ayurveda. Maharishi Sushruta was a great saint, and what he had professed, IMA has always been demanding, please invest in your research. While our objection is, don't poach onto our systems. The systems, 58 surgeries which have been included under the Shalya Tantra and the Shalakya Tantra, it takes 3 years to become a doctor. And if you see the gamut of surgeries, laparoscopic cholecystectomy, first surgery of ENT, mastectomy, these are all inventions of modern medicine, and anesthesia. I would like to know, what type of drugs will be they using for the anesthesia. And the textbooks which have been prescribed are all of modern medicine doctors. See, this will create more damage to Ayurveda. We have nothing against Ayurveda. Please develop it, invest in more R&D, develop your system. It is our national heritage. But mixopathy, khichdification, will permanently damage Ayurveda in such a big way. May I dare to ask, where will they learn these procedures?
Okay.
Do they have the system of teaching?
Dr. Girija, you know what, the IMA is basically, what they're saying is, you say this process, the surgical branch of Ayurveda needs to be revitalized, right? So that basically leads one to ask, why do we need to revitalize that? Because how many of us will go to an Ayurvedic surgeon for a cataract surgery or for a tooth extraction? If the government needs to revitalize this sector, maybe they should push it separately. Why mix the two? Is that not more dangerous than the gains that you can get out of it? Nobody is saying don't give a push to Ayurveda. We need both. But don't mix them.
You rightly said tooth extraction. In fact, there are Ayurvedic Vaidyas who use a marma point. And
no, ma'am. My question is,
of anesthesia,
the objection is to the mixing of these two. That doctors who have studied in Ayurveda are now being allowed to do these major surgeries, which because of time, there's the new complications, new sophisticated technology, etc., that has come up. The issue is not that Ayurveda doesn't have its benefits, that Ayurveda and allopathy perhaps need to work together. For example, in a pandemic, COVID-19, we haven't found a cure for COVID-19 from Ayurveda. You still get treated for the symptoms of COVID that it shows up with allopathy, but at the same time, you're taking, kadha or doing yoga and all of the other supplements that you need to take. So they both need to work together. What the IMA is saying, it is very dangerous to mix the two, ma'am.
We are not waiting to practice allopathy, nor are we waiting to mix anything. Now, if you have an instrument with which you can see an organ better, it is not mixing. About COVID, we will talk about it later. There is no mixing of, if some instrument is aiding a procedure. For instance, how have they incorporated Sharasutram into their surgical surgeries? That is a purely Ayurvedic system. How are they practicing it?
Get the video. All right, ma'am, I don't think maybe we're having some trouble with you. So let me ask Anant Pan. Anant, if you could come in over here, what do you think the government's logic or reasoning is behind this move?
Sure, thanks for having me. So, you know, I think let's start with the facts. I mean, Ayurvedic postgraduate courses are an established truth, right? So these are courses which are already running, have been running for many years. There are postgraduates which are emerging from these disciplines. What I think is a bit unclear is what exactly can they do and, you know, are they certified or competent to do it? I think what the government probably is trying to do is maybe list out these procedures, but I think perhaps what it is leading to is more confusion. At the end of the day, if I'm a patient, I think, you know, it is extremely important for me to know who my surgeon is, what their training is, what they're competent or capable of doing, and, you know, if I can trust the outcomes, right? And I think all of that depends on both the training, but also the science involved. And I think it would be good for everyone involved if we had clarity on that. For better or worse, these are established systems of medicine. These are not complementary. These are considered mainstream systems of medicine in India. Allopathy is one of them. Ayurveda is another. So, I mean, legally, this is tenable. But I think from a patient perspective and a patient safety perspective, because after all, surgery is an invasive procedure. And, you know, I would worry about, you know, patient outcomes. I would worry about that from an allopathic surgeon as well. And I would want certain certification. So I think that's where I think minimum standards, understanding across the two pathies is important. Crosspathy, if it leads to a situation where, you know, you're doing a bit of both, but then are not able to be accountable because you're mixing up maybe two systems of medicine, probably could be problematic. So I think we probably need to look at the details a little bit more, and just notifications won't do. I think more detailed analysis and perhaps, you know,
and
explication of some
and
of these issues.
And amendments coming in the middle of a pandemic. Pushing them through as what farmers are saying that you did with the farm bills. But Dinesh Upadhyay joins us. He is a former member of the Ayush Ministry. He just, his tenure recently ended about a month ago. Dinesh Upadhyay ji, ye to khichdi bana rahe hai. Hybrid doctors ko bana rahe hai. IMA keh rahi hai. Na idhar ka, na udhar ka. Duniya mein specialization ki baare mein baat karte hai. Aur yahan pe India mein hum ulta kar rahe hai. What is the government's logic? Government क्यों कर रही है? इसकी reasoning क्या है? What's the reasoning behind this move?
वो ऐसा है पूर्व काल में आयुष या आयुर्वेद के तहत surgery होती थी और जो हमारे चिकित्सक थे सुश्रुत वगैरह धर्मंत्री जी इन लोगों ने ऐसी व्यवस्था की थी कि surgery उस दौरान की जाती थी और सर्जरी का आयुष या आयुर्वेद के अंदर प्रावधान है सलाह का तंत्र वगैरह है या और भी कई विषय रहे आयुर्वेद के अंदर अगर इस तरह को पूरी तरह से शोध करते और इसकी पूरी तरह से जगह दी है तो सोच के दी है ये अच्छा कार्य है और इसमें कोई अति सेफ्टी नहीं होनी चाहिए और इसमें किसी को विरोध करने का भी कोई ज्यादा क्वेश्चन नहीं होना चाहिए मेरे विचार से क्योंकि तो अगर हम लोग इतिहास को याद करें पूर्व काल में तो सर्जरी का इसके अंदर बहुत बड़ा हिस्सा था आयुर्वेद के अंदर
नहीं बड़े सर बड़े ये बड़े तो डॉक्टर गिरिजा ने तो एक्सप्लेन की गई है कि आयुर्वेदा में भी सर्जरी का एक ब्रांच है मगर आप कह रहे हैं नोबडी शुड हैव एनी ऑब्जेक्शन फिर सरकार ने ऐसे नोटिफिकेशन अमेंडमेंट पैंडेमिक के बीच में इसको मतलब पुश फॉरवर्ड अभी क्यों करना है
नहीं ये बात आपके बाद भी कर सकते थे
ओके लेट्स ट्राई फिक्स द ऑडियो देयर विद सर लेट्स गो अक्रॉस टू सुजाता राव सुजाता इफ आई मिस राव इफ आई कैन आस्क यू दिस क्वेश्चन नो वन सीम्स टू बी गिविंग मी एन आंसर देन व्हाई डू वी थिंक द गवर्नमेंट इज डूइंग दिस यू नो इंडिया सफर्स सिग्निफिकेंट गैप्स इन हेल्थ केयर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अकॉर्डिंग टू अ पार्लियामेंट रिपोर्ट देयर इज यू नो मे बी वन डॉक्टर फॉर 1500 इंडियंस is the government abdicating its responsibilities of providing allopathic doctors in rural areas? Could that be one reason for this? Why do you think the government is pushing this, and where do you stand on this matter?
Well, I think there could be two reasons that could explain the situation from the government's point of view. One is that there is a very strong, this particular government is very strongly trying to strengthen, support, and encourage the Indian systems of medicine. So it's a part of that trajectory. I mean, after all, this government made Ayush, separated it from the Department of Health and made a separate exclusive department for Ayush. And they have been giving a huge support and an independent budget for Ayush systems. And it is a part of that stream of thought that Indian systems of medicine have a huge basis, and that should be fully exploited in the to their optimal. That's one reasoning. The second is that there is a huge surgery deficit in our country. There are, to the demand that and the needs of surgery, there are very few surgeons in the country. That's a fact. So my fear and apprehension is the government trying to cut corners and make some shortcuts because of this demand supply deficit that there is for surgery. Are they trying to bring in Ayurvedic surgeons to try and fill in that gap? And if that is so, then I'm sorry, I would not really subscribe to it, because Anant, I think, has laid it out very beautifully and very, very comprehensively that, you know, it is an invasive procedure. And when we call Ayurveda a traditional system of medicine and allopathy a modern system of medicine, we have to recognize it's implicitly a recognition of the fact that scientific advances have been tremendous in the last 200 years. And there is a lot more happening in terms of ensuring safety and efficacy of procedures that modern allopathic medicine brings, particularly in the realm of surgery and invasive procedures. So, you know, if Ayurveda does have some proven systems of very good, high quality and efficacious surgical procedures, then that should be listed out separately, and people must know that this is available in Ayurveda, and they go only to those Ayurvedic specialized centers. But this crosspathy in surgery will be, I mean, I'm absolutely clear in my mind that it won't work. And what will also happen is that many hospitals may make use of this kind of a loophole. Already find, even in corporate hospitals, Ayurvedic doctors giving allopathy medicines and doing a lot of OP, you know. And there's a strict law. I mean, Supreme Court has very clearly tried to say that you can only practice in the medical stream that you are trained in. And they call them quacks. Allopathy cannot give Ayurveda. Ayurveda cannot give allopathy. So my fear is that this shortage of doctors, they're trying to cut corners.
So that is a very worrying fact. That's what you're saying. You're calling them could possibly lead to quacks, cutting of corners. This is the former health secretary. So let's get Dr. Ranjan Sharma. What is the fear here? That these doctors on paper, you will have more quantities of doctors, but they will lack in quality. Can you explain to us, are the skills or the training of an Ayurvedic doctor in performing surgeries the same as a doctor who has practiced modern medicine, gotten an MBBS?
First of all, it is a cruel joke on the educational qualification of our medical students, who undergo so much of rigor to clear a NEET exam and then 5.5 years of rigorous MBBS training and then undergo a NEET PG to get into a PG. And 3 years after approaching a particular surgical discipline, then they go do their residencies and to become confident of these procedures. If you see the procedures, it is a preposterous move under the garb of shortage of doctors. First, you just see the infrastructure created across the country. It is a monumental neglect. And blaming every time on doctors, the hapless people. Today, as I am talking to you, I have lost 674 of my colleagues. Did we lose them? Were they not working? And what was the urgent need to undergo this move?
Why now, in the middle of a pandemic, through this route with an amendment and a notification? Similarly, you hear the farmers saying that there was an ordinance used to push through the farm laws. So why is the government doing this? But I want to bring in this medical student, Ira Fatima, who joins us, because you said, Dr. Ranjan, that this is a cruel joke on students who have to sit for those NEET exams and, you know, do 5 years of study to get a doctor's degree. Ira Fatima, you're the only young person here on our panel. This is going to affect all you doctors going forward. What are the reactions coming in from your batch, your batchmates? How do you feel about this? How is this going to affect you?
Hello. Actually, myself, Ira Rizvi, and I am dentist. Basically, I did BDS till 5 years. Now I'm preparing for master's for MDS. That is going to be, I'm going to be giving the NEET in 2021. Hmm. But when I saw this proposal, that is BAMS and MS will going to do the all the dental procedures like RCT and all, then why should I go to the master's in dentistry if they do everything like that? And why should I waste my time on that? What is the purpose for doing that much of study and efforts to be a master's in dentistry?
Hmm.
So actually, I don't think this is a right step towards the medical field, because every field have their own specialization. If BAMS or the Ayurveda doctor were going to be doing the RCT, they don't know about the morphology and chronology of the tooth. If they don't know the morphology and the chronology of the tooth, how can they perform the RCT and the extraction, surgical procedures and the traumatic procedures? How? Why this step was taken by the government, I can't understand right now. And our youth also exploiting, because of we are putting efforts to doing first of all bachelor's, and we spent almost 5 years for this, and then now we are preparing for the master's also. And this is like nothing. If you are doing 7 years and 8 years and you are getting like this types of proposals from the government, and what the purpose of us? Why we are going to be a specialization?
So it's very discouraging, you're saying, for young students wanting to go into the field at a time when India needs more young students, as we've clearly seen from this past year in the middle of a global pandemic. But Dinesh Upadhyay, sir, aap mujhe pata nahi hai ki aapko sunai di hamare panelists kya keh rahe hai, but hamare paas ek former health secretary hai, wo keh rahe hai ki India mein doctors ki bahut badi shortage hai. That is true. पर इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि सरकार शॉर्टकट्स ले यहाँ पे. सरकार की जो रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है कि रूरल एरियाज में एलोपैथिक डॉक्टर्स प्रोवाइड करना चाहिए, वो सरकार नहीं कर रही है, नहीं कर पा रही है, और इसीलिए कह रहे कि चलो आयुष डॉक्टर्स को सर्जरी करना शुरू कर लो.
नहीं, ऐसा नहीं है. एलोपैथिक क्यों प्रोवाइड करेगी जी सरकार, जब बैचलर आयुर्वेदिक औषधि और शल्य चिकित्सा बीएमएस की फुल फॉर्म है, उनको पूर्ण तरह के अधिकार है, तो एलोपैथी डॉक्टर को सरकार क्यों गांव में प्रोवाइड करेगी? जो जो पैथी भारत के अंदर है, जो आयुर्वेदिक है, नेचुरोपैथी है, योगा है, सिद्धा चिकित्सा, होम्योपैथी है, सभी को बराबर का अधिकार मिलना चाहिए, पब्लिक को ऑप्शंस मिलने चाहिए. एलोपैथी क्यों? सभी पैथी का बराबर.
सर्जरी के बारे में बात कर रहे हैं सर.
हाँ, सर्जरी का ठीक निर्णय लिया सरकार ने पहले.
कॉम्प्लिकेटेड प्रोसीजर्स इन्वॉल्व विद सर्जरी वेयर यू नीड स्पेशलाइजेशन, वेयर यू नीड अ लॉट ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस.
ये देखो, सर्जरी आयुर्वेद के अंदर पहले से है. बी ए एम एस की जो फुल फॉर्म है, बैचलर आयुर्वेदिक औषधि एवं शल्य चिकित्सा, उसके अंदर है. वो अभी इन्होंने सरकार ने आदेश दिए हैं, लेकिन सर्जरी पहले से पढ़ाई जाती रही है. 5.5 साल की डिग्री कोर्स के अंदर तो सरकार का वो प्रावधान है, उसके अंदर डिसेक्शन भी है, पोस्टमार्टम भी है, सब कुछ होता है, लेकिन अभी लागू इन्होंने किया है. सरकार ने अच्छा कदम उठाया है.
अच्छा, नहीं सर, तो हमारे पास जैसे एक स्टूडेंट है, वो कह रही है कि वो इतना काम क्यों कर रही है, अगर इन दी एंड एक यू नो आयुर्वेदिक डॉक्टर भी जो सर्जरी वो जितना ये साल ये पढ़ रही है करने के लिए, अगर कोई और कर सकता है तो वो क्यों करे? इट्स वेरी डिस्करेजिंग. सर, आप समझाइए, इज द ट्रेनिंग द सेम? अगर आप कह रहे हो कि आयुर्वेदिक डॉक्टर भी कर सकते हैं, तो व्हाई डोंट दे जस्ट सिट फॉर एन एमबीबीएस डिग्री? तो सरकार को, अगर उनको सर्जरी करनी है, तो सरकार को और एमबीबीएस कॉलेजेस खोलने चाहिए.
क्यों?
नहीं, अगर सर, मेरे पॉइंट ये सिंपल पॉइंट है कि अगर मैंने हिस्ट्री पढ़ी है, अगर मैं कॉलेज में हिस्ट्री पढ़ रही हूँ, फिर मुझे हिस्टोरियन का काम मिलना चाहिए ना. आई कांट देन गो एंड टीच फिजिक्स टू स्टूडेंट्स.
बीएमएस के अंदर आयुर्वेद का जो है उसके सर्जरी का प्रावधान है, सर्जरी का चैप्टर है, सर्जरी पढ़ाई जाती है, उसमें शल्य चिकित्सा के बारे में पूरी तरह से चर्चा है.
Okay, that is the government stand. They are saying in their defense that there is already a branch of surgery in Ayurveda, so they are not doing anything illegal per se. Anand Bhan, when given the lack of regulatory oversight in India, you know, we hear of cases where you have aides, anesthetists conducting hysterectomies, etc., etc. Given that, in that context, is this scary? You started off by saying, and I think our viewers would want to know, as a patient, will I be able to know when I go in to see a doctor, my neighborhood doctor, etc., whether they are a, you know, so-called hybrid doctor or a Khichdi doctor or an Ayurvedic doctor or an allopathic doctor?
Yeah, it might be difficult. You know, I think it's a patient's right to know who their doctor is, what they have been trained on, and you know, what they are capable of doing. Training is only one element of a good practitioner. You know, the second element is competency. Once you've finished your training, are you competent to do at least a minimum skill set? You know, and that part of that is supervision, and part of that is also ensuring that you're updated on the science. So, how evidence-based is the science? And the final important element is outcomes. You know, is there a certification that the outcomes that you're seeing are comparable to what a good physician or a good surgeon should be showing? Mm. And as a patient, I should have access to all of that information. And if that is not the case, then I would worry. I mean, why should there be a differential between a rural patient or an urban patient? Is it the case that a rural patient should have access to a less qualified practitioner just because there is a lesser density of practitioners? Probably not. I think we would want the same standard of care to be available for a rural practitioner or a urban practitioner. You know, if we can come up with innovations which show that the quality is not suffering, that the outcomes are similar, and that, you know, there is some standardization, we could look at those experiments. But you know, I would worry about mixing up things without that kind of clarity.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left. So Dinesh Upadhyay ji, aakhri question aapke liye. You know, समर में रामदेव पतंजलि ग्रुप ने कहा था कि उनके पास कोविड 19 का एक क्योर था, बट आयुष मिनिस्ट्री ने उसको क्लियर ही नहीं की. बहुत लोग पूछते हैं कि हमारी सरकार अपने बच्चे को या अपने फैमिली मेंबर्स को जब ट्रीट करना चाहते हैं तो वो आयुर्वेदिक सर्जरी तो नहीं करते. दे ईदर गो टू एम्स और दे गो टू मेदांता एंड ऑल दीज अदर, यू नो, मेन स्ट्रीम एलोपैथिक हॉस्पिटल्स.
ऐसा नहीं है जो आप कह रही है, ऐसा नहीं है. सभी लोग जिसको जिसमें विश्वास है उसमें जाता है, और ये अपनी अपनी इच्छा के ऊपर करता है कि मैं पहले रोग को ठीक करूं. लास्ट स्टेज जब आती है वो सर्जरी जरूर कराई जाती है, और सबको सबके बराबर अधिकार मिलने चाहिए, इतिहास का ज्ञान होना चाहिए. पैथी में जिसके अंदर जिस तरह का ज्ञान है, वो अगर किसी कारण से, किसी रीजन की वजह से कुछ लोगों के द्वारा उसको दबाया गया है, तो उसको उजागर होना चाहिए. सबको बराबर अधिकार मिलना चाहिए. सरकार ने अच्छा कदम उठाया है. आयुर्वेद के डॉक्टर को 58 प्रकार की सर्जरी देकर के मैं इस कदम की सराहना करता हूँ. बहुत अच्छा कदम है.
All right. Well, those are, you know, all sides to this story. But the IMA is going to go ahead with that protest. It's going to take place on the 11th. Remember, the doctors also protesting. They're going to be on strike, which means medical services also might be affected. All of this in the midst of a global pandemic where India is fighting the spread of the coronavirus every day. Thank you all for joining us on We the People. Good night.